Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch. Sorry, I fixed it. It was the tempo thing.
That was a slow tempo.
I know I have to because then if I record it quick. Yeah. If I record it quick, the fucking episode's too fast and like it takes up more memory.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not like a song, obviously, but I do that to help with the memory and everything. Do you have all your notes and everything down that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we're doing a sober podcast. This is weird.
Why you seem all sad, guy?
It's just weird for smoking whiskey. I haven't smoked. You ain't no whiskey.
Hey, look.
But I get it.
I gotta lose weight, dog.
You're fucking fine, just the way you are.
Dude, I'm fat as fuck. Do you have any idea how much I weigh?
I wouldn't fuck with you.
Of course not.
What's the problem?
Has nothing to do with fighting. Has to do with looking good.
No, I wouldn't fuck with. I wouldn't even try to steal your girl. You're prettier than me. What is the problem?
The problem is I want to look better.
I'm not there, fucking Patrick.
Patrick, I have a cousin named Patrick. Are you fat shaming me, Chase?
No, my brother.
No.
What? No, I'm not fat. I'm thinking. I'm telling you, you're gorgeous.
Huh? Oh, no, I know. You gotta make a phone call. How disrespectful!
You better not be recording.
I've been recording for a minute and 20
what
seconds.
What the hell? I'm trying to make a phone call right now. I'm trying to take.
That's okay. We'll listen to it.
Oh my
god. Let's
Lord
listen to the phone
mercy.
Call. Just stay right there. Yeah. I'm not gonna say
no. That's not happening. He's asleep.
Oh, why are you calling him then? Let him sleep.
Trying to handle some work shit, man.
Man, he's asleep, okay. Bro.
Why right. Is this on the podcast?
Because, bro, we're raw. It's raw content,
yeah, we're,
dog.
We're super raw.
Yeah.
He doesn't get. Oh, man. Okay. Anyway.
Smoking whiskey fans. Here we are again, man. That little banter.
That wasn't the way I wanted to start the podcast at all. You need to stop doing
it's
that.
It's never going
to
happen.
I wanted to say welcome back. I wanted to say I know it's been a few days.
It has been a couple days.
A few.
It's been like five, dog. Dude, we put out episodes so much faster than any other podcast I know.
I don't care.
Some people do two a week. We've done like three or four in the past fucking 10 days, bro.
How we sounding?
We sound fantastic.
I think we sound good. Always sound good. I get more compliments on the way that you sound.
Well, it depends on the day.
The podcast is fire, bro. Man, your boy Brian, man, he's just so animated. He sounds good. I'm like, yeah.
Animated. I'm a colorful being.
Like, no, they say you have this radio style voice.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm just mumbling.
So used to projecting my voice because nobody fucking listens to me.
I listen to you, bro.
I know. One of many.
I listen to you all the time.
Shit.
I write it down.
Fuck yeah, dude. What you got written down there?
Oh, just some, you know, just some notes. I grocery list. I gotta pick up some toilet bowl cleaner.
Toilet bowl.
You know what I mean? Some sandwich meat.
Toilet. You look like you say Tuesday.
Tuesday? No. Tuesday.
He got so offended, yeah.
No, I don't. What words do you say that people don't?
Let's see. I don't think I say anything weird. Oh, do you say? Okay, concrete. Okay, what's another word for concrete? It's fine. He's bumping the mic now.
Concrete?
Yeah, no, the other word for it. It starts with a S. You know what I'm talking about?
Negative.
No, it
I've
ends
never.
With a T and starts with S, and it means concrete. You pour.
Cement?
Okay, you say cement. Some people
say concrete.
Oh, no, I know, so do I. But some people say cement.
Okay.
And some people say cement. Wow. Okay. I was going to say, which one do you say? But I figured it out. Yeah. You say cement.
Cement.
I used to say cement. Cement.
No.
Which is weird. When I was a kid, I used to say that.
It's too close to cement.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Well, that's why I didn't join the Navy.
I was about to say, when you join the Navy, you just literally called a seaman.
You're not going
to
call me a seaman.
I'm going to call you that from now on.
No. Mad respect to the Navy, though.
Or mad respect
somebody's got to get us there to the fight. Somebody's got to give us a boat ride. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking some Navy dude just rolls up in a boat.
I got some badass pilots, though. Pilots?
Pilots.
Pilots.
Oh, you're on a... You been in Texas too long or what?
They do have some badass pilots though, man. The movie, yeah. Top Gun, it was fucking Navy pilots. I mean, I know it's fake, but
I haven't seen Top Gun in a long time. I saw it when I was a kid. Have
you
seen
the remake? You don't know?
No, of course not.
I heard Tom Cruise is a fucking dick.
I heard he was too. He's a Scientologist.
He lost my respect when he compared fucking making movies to being and filming these type of movies to being a soldier and having to be in uniform every day and doing this shit because he does his own stunts. Yeah, suck a nine in his cock.
That's crazy. And, hey, he has a tooth right in the middle of his fucking face. You know how everybody look. Me and you have like a gap right here. You know what I mean? Like the line is in the middle of our face.
I don't
have
no fucking gap.
Not a gap. I mean the gap. Like the space in between your two buck teeth.
My parents paid big money for braces.
Mine too, and I fucked it up because I lost my retainer. But fucking, he has a tooth right in the middle of his fucking face. If y'all listening to this podcast, bro, look up Tom Cruise tooth in the middle of face, and the shit will pop up. He has a fucking
I remember that he actually got his... If you look at his old movies, his first couple movies, I don't know if it was before or after Risky Business, which was late 80s, maybe. I don't know. I'm not that old. I just know this from historical knowledge, okay? Right.
Real historical.
It's like fucking 4 years old.
Antique, if you will.
Anyways, the people will realize who I am.
Will they?
Anyways... He did have jacked up teeth at one point in time.
Who doesn't?
And then he got him corrected after he made it kind of big. But
of course.
Remember I was trying to get you to watch that movie Cocktail?
Yeah.
Cocktail is the shit. Hell yes.
What makes it the shit?
That is the... I don't know, man. Honestly, there's nothing good about it. But it's just good. I don't know. It's just something about the movie. Maybe... Yeah. Okay, have you ever associated... Have you ever associated a specific movie or smell or doing a certain type of thing with a pleasant memory?
Of course. I think everybody
and
has.
So it always sticks with you, right? That association, that almost like Pavlov's law.
Well, yeah, it's the same reason why we talked about earlier off the podcast, off recording, that people... Jesus Christ. Fuck. Dude, it's so loud.
I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. Everybody that was listening to the podcast just jumped in their fucking seats. But like I was saying, old people would be like, oh, this is a classic. This is a really good song. And it's not. It's just they were like swimming one day and they were having a blast at a party and heard the song and just liked it. And in their head, that reminds them of being there.
I understand what you're saying.
Or being happy, being a kid. But it's the song is trash.
But what I was referring to you in that conversation, though, was more than that.
No, I know. I was just saying
about the roots of it.
Yeah, I was comparing it to you saying a smell and or whatever can
that nostalgia,
trigger memory.
The nostalgia, the association with something pleasurable.
Yeah. Every time I smell Cotton Hollow, that whiskey, did you get it? Rini got it for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rini. Yeah. Whenever I smell that, I think of my dad's front porch. Whenever I was there for like 2 years or whatever and it was all shitty, I used to fucking drink Cotton Hollow every night, straight. Sometimes mixed with a little bit of Coke, but usually straight because I like it. And then I would, right after, I would run 2 miles.
Dude, cocaine is bad for you, dude.
Cocaine is bad for me.
Why would you mix that with cocaine?
Just the worst dad jokes of all time. But yeah, I would run 2 miles and then just go sweaty and fucking tired and drink Cotton Hollow and go to sleep.
Alrighty.
That's just what I did.
That honestly sounded like you were hiding from something.
I was hiding from people.
Yeah, I feel that.
The family life.
I do that.
Was interesting over there.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something. When you asked about topics and everything, I did have something in mind. I'm trying to remember what it is now. What the fuck do you have written down, bro?
I don't have anything written down. I got some notes. Like I said, I got some notes on what I need to buy for lunch. Also, are you ticklish? are you ticklish? That's a topic. Are you ticklish?
Yes and no. Here's the thing. I'm fucking weird because I know a lot of guys like it on their back and shit, like the nails, like soft nails on your back. You know what I mean? Like you like that shit, right?
That feels good. It
feels fucking.
It's not ticklish.
Good. I know. I'm saying like. People do it to like the bottom of my feet.
Rub my back. Oh, your feet. Hell yeah, that's bad.
See, all that shit's delicious to me. I'll fall asleep doing it. Like, not like all fucking fast and shit. I mean, like, getting, like, she has long nails right now, and she uses her nails to, like, rub on my feet. Oh, goddamn, Chase. You see, amateurs, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta pick and choose your partners real well here in this business.
Anyways, you were talking about feet.
Yeah. But, like, my feet or, like, my arms, like, what is that?
What is that?
What the fuck is that?
Is that Cheeto dust?
No. I don't know what the... What is this? When did it get on me? I have a fucking red stain.
Did that appear out of nowhere?
I don't know what this is.
Are you marked? Yeah, that's the mark of the beast, man.
Dude, I swear to God, I didn't...
You need to stop swearing to God. You need to pray to him a little more.
What? What did I touch? What the fuck is this?
Rennie? You need to go ask her.
Yo, that's fucking weird. I don't know what this is, bro. Did I carry something and just not realize that it got all over? I have a red stain the size of a fucking basketball on my forearm, on my right forearm.
You heard it here, folks. The zombie apocalypse.
That's happening.
It started here.
I just start slurring. I'm like, bro, I'd be a good zombie. I want to be a zombie and like an extra.
You know what's funny? What? Is that everyone thinks, like they think about, I've thought about this a lot.
Okay.
Everyone always thinks about the zombie apocalypse, any kind of apocalypse, right? Basically,
we talked about it before.
And they're just you're gonna be a zombie,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's only like 2 to 3% of the population that's gonna.
Of course.
You know what I mean? What makes people think that
they're gonna be alive?
Yeah, they're gonna be alive. You're not.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I think everybody has like a sense of self-importance. Like you're the main character in your life. That's not true. I don't believe it. That's why I try and make myself happy, and that is it. I'm not going to fucking try and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I'm not important. Nobody is. Nobody's important.
You're going to make yourself happy, or you're going to try to prove things to other people?
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with proving.
Okay.
What he's referring to, ladies and gentlemen, is people my whole life, like, we actually talked about it with Andrew, how he was like, he was like, hey, me and you can drink a lot. Are we alcoholics? I was like, man, no, fuck no, because people are stupid and they see somebody drinking more than a couple drinks and they're like, wow, he's an alcoholic. Lately, there's been a lot of talk around people that I know, well, really my whole life, but in an attempt to shut people up, I'm like, you know what, look, I'll just stop drinking. So I fucking stopped a couple days ago, right after my birthday party, and I'm going to do like Sober October, but in fucking June, so... We'll see how it works out.
I support you 100%, man.
Well, I'm mainly doing it because I really do want to lose weight. Like growing my hair out and everything, and I want to lose weight and try and like, I kind of reinvent myself physically because I used to be in shape and shit. I've talked about this a lot before, and I do miss looking like that. So I'm trying to kind of find my way back to it.
As long as you're happy, man.
That's all I give a fuck about.
That's all that matters.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So we've been talking a lot recently about setting up Instagram, social media.
For sure.
We're getting that started, guys. So we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Trying to get some pictures taken and do some posts. For sure.
It'll be soon. It's not that hard to do.
No.
Also, please, everybody, if y'all have the chance, fucking leave a review, bro. It's free. You got an Apple account. Just leave fucking 5 stars, that bitch. Leave a review, be like, sup. That's all you need to do, bro. It don't even matter. Just the more you do that, the more the podcast will move around. I'm about to market it out with a friend of mine named Jordan, and she's going to hook us up and try and get more views. But we're doing pretty good. The people who have listened to all the episodes.
Yeah.
And we have a decent amount of plays.
You know, I started listening, paying attention more to the actual podcast that I do listen to every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of stopped comparing ourselves to them.
Yeah, you're unique,
kind
man.
Of. Yeah, we have something that's different. You know,
absolutely. And,
even though I still love them to death, but man, like it's I'm impressed with what we got.
Me too. I think we're 10 times more relatable than all the other podcasts.
It's definitely man. I hope they know how much it is really raw.
Dude.
Unscripted and unedited.
We're sitting in
I beg all the time for you to take stuff out. I'm like, edit that.
Yeah,
edit
all the time. And I'm like, nah, man, this is staying in. This is raw. This is always just one take of us fucking around and bullshitting and just talking to y'all, man. whatever y'all listen to the car or listening to the car. I'm drunk without being drunk. Whether y'all are in the car or on the headphones or whatever, we're just chilling with y'all, bro. Just listen.
We need some recommendations for, talking points.
Yeah, anything that y'all have. If y'all have questions, that'll be something we'll get into.
Absolutely.
That'll come with Instagram, especially because, like, Instagram and Twitter or whatever the fuck that we feel like having. Y'all be able to ask questions and talk to us and give us tips and all that. Bro, I'm trying to be content for the people. Feel me?
You know what had me laughing on the last podcast?
What?
Would you fuck an alien? Do you think aliens are fuckable? Are they fuckable? And I said, not like, would you fuck them, but...
Biologically? Yeah, I remember that fucking... Biologically, would you? Shit, I'll figure it out.
And then I saw a meme, I swear. I saw a meme, like, a couple days later, and it was some made-up thing. It was like, just breaking news, aliens, non-fuckable. And I just started dying laughing, dude.
Yeah. They listen to the podcast. No, they for real listen, bro. Siri's a hoe. Siri's a snitch. You start talking about something around her, it's just all the ads and everything.
Come get me. Word. Come and get me.
Shit.
Just give me a ride back when they come.
I mean, look, in a way it's a decent thing because the advertisements that you get and everything, they're really stuff that you like might want or like. So, I mean, it's not terrible, but it is creepy to have somebody listening to you at all times.
Why are you pausing, dude?
I'm not pausing. I'm just looking at you. I was going to see how long you can stay quiet.
I can do a stare contest right now.
Staring, bitch, I'll fuck you up.
You're not going to do anything.
We played a drinking game fucking 3 or 4 weeks ago, and dude, there was a staring contest. You,
listen.
What's up? What's good, homie?
The drinking games at your birthday party?
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop it.
Stop what?
That's just, you started at like 5.
What are you talking? Started drinking?
No, the drinking games.
Oh, dude, the games are fun as fuck.
Yeah,
you don't like games, Chase?
Yeah, I do, but I can't hang.
You can't? Oh, you wanted to like start later so you can...
Yeah.
We just go sit by the window, dude. You just know, like, sit in your rocking chair by the window with like a blanket over your lap or some sips, shit.
Hit your pipe, go to sleep. You know what I mean?
It's the weed that makes you tired, bitch.
No, it's not.
It makes you tired.
It's the weed that makes me cool.
I'm cool. You're cool?
I'm cool as the flip side of the pillow.
Fucking flip, flip, flip. Jesus Christ. How long do you think we've been talking?
Why do you always ask me that?
Because I like questions like this. Bitch, answer me.
28 minutes.
It's not even close.
14.
17.
Oh.
You got closer the second time. I don't
care, Brian.
Well, you guessed 3 times, so it sounded like you care. Just a little bit.
I'm competitive.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking water.
Man. Look, he talks about being honest and shit.
Listen, I'm drinking White Claw, which is mostly water.
Hell no, it's more alcoholic than the fucking beers people drink, the rat piss people be fucking sucking down.
Listen, it's also the same like with you not drinking, but I do support you.
Oh my God.
I do support you. I
think Chase hates me now because I don't drink.
No.
Even my girls told me. She's like, you don't want
to
drink?
I just think you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
I said I want to lose weight.
And I hope that the correct people listen to this because you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You can tell yourself that you're doing it for yourself.
It's a milestone, bro.
But
it's a milestone.
I know.
It's a milestone.
I know what the people
do. It's a milestone. Look, if at any point in the future, now I have something to say about it. Instead of being like, I don't think I have a problem, I'll just be like, I've done sober October before.
Fuck,
I have no problem doing it.
What people think. And
I agree.
And I know, and I've sat here on this podcast and told you about how I've been worried about people listening to this podcast and seeing me in a different light.
Of course.
But at this point, I really don't know.
It doesn't matter.
That. No,
I just want to be able to win arguments. I like arguments.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm doing it for.
That's even more toxic, Brian.
Oh, I love arguments.
That's more toxic.
Well, I love winning them. I love winning arguments.
A fucking argument. There should be none.
Dude, I told you I'm right all the time.
Be right, then.
Of course I am. I would love to be. Thanks, Chase.
You can be right anytime you're with me, but...
Absolutely.
Anytime you're with me.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. I am always right. What you gonna do about it? You can't.
Nothing at all. I'm gonna love you, man. I'm gonna love you.
God.
You can't handle the love, can you? You can't handle it.
I don't like it at all, honestly. The only time I've ever liked it is when Rennie gave it to me.
Folks, he's cringing. That's just who I am, man. You, like I told you before in episode 1, 2, you can't let people steal your joy.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck people, bro. Worry about yourself.
I gotta stop turning my head. I can hear my voice
Trash. That's fine. Like I said, we're raw content, but.
So, yeah. Brian told me before the podcast started that his throat was fucked.
My throat's fucked, dog. And you can hear it. The audience knows. My audience knows, dude.
I had one image in my head.
Jesus?
No.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to let that topic go because I'm not going down that road now. Well, that was some good defense.
Hell yeah, it is, boy. We're just going to stop talking about this one.
So,
you have nine notebooks? Oh,
how many followers do we have now?
I think followers or listen, like total listens, we have a couple hundred, I think. But followers, we have like 50. So it's not bad. People like who are going to consistently listen to the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need like 1,000, bro. I need y'all to, yo, tell y'all's friends. This shit's easy and free. Okay, don't be a bitch or an asshole, whatever gender you are.
Listen fucking to that same Taylor Swift song that comes on the radio.
You know what I mean? Fuck that. Tell people, hey, turn that Taylor Swift off, bro. Okay. Play Smoke and Whiskey. Or listen, not play. It's not a song.
Same shit.
It's art, but it's not a song.
Oh, art's subjective.
Art is subjective.
You didn't know I could get that deep, did you?
I'm trying to think of a joke because you said the word deep. It's going to be like, I'll show you fucking getting deep.
So I'm using a different mic today.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's using the tall boy.
I'm using the one that this motherfucker always bumps.
Oh, yeah. You already bumped it a couple times.
So what you want to talk about, man? I've been talking about kind of stuff, dude.
Bro, we're just flowing, dog. Fuck it.
Exactly. So what the fuck do you want to talk about? I'm on back hurts. I'm carrying this conversation.
I've been working my fucking ass off.
This is the most smoke has ever talked in any.
It's true, isn't it great?
No.
People like listening to you, Chase.
No.
People love the voice, dog.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm glad I got to meet a lot of people at your party.
Yeah, I got some cool people I know. They're all right. Got some cool friends. Darren wants to be a fucking guest on here. Darren, I don't even think Darren listens to this bitch.
Oh, Mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, that's my boy.
My boy Mustache. Yeah, he's funny. Devin too. Devin's
what's
the
up, Darren?
Other eccentric one.
Shout out to Darren.
Yeah. Devin's gonna come out just so white. Darren, Devin, fucking Keegan. You know what I mean? Oh, bunch of white kids.
Yeah, we're gonna go play soccer with Cameron.
Soccer, disgusting, bro. I could never play soccer. I could do it, but
if you have names like that, you play soccer.
Absolutely. If your name's Devin and you've never kicked a soccer ball, your name's not Devin. You know what I mean?
Miss you guys.
Not even listening. They're not even fucking fans, dude. Fuck them.
What? Really?
No, I don't know. That's probably. I know. No, Devin is. Devin is for sure.
Devin, you let the rest know.
Yeah, Devin. Tell everybody
subscribe
else.
Subscribe by tomorrow.
Or we're taking names.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got the notebook out.
I'm going to throw another party. It's not even going to be a real party. It's going to be dark. I'm going to be like, hey, it's a surprise party. And you're going to go in the room because it's going to be fucking lights out. And we're going to be like, we're waiting on Chase. And then we're going to beat the shit out of everybody.
All right, check it out.
We can put soap in pillowcases, dog.
I just got the name of the podcast of this episode.
All right.
It's called Dark Intervention.
Dark Intervention. We're going to host a Dark Intervention telling everybody why they're addicted to not listening to smoking whiskey. God, listen to us, bitch. Send that clip to everybody.
Yo, we need... Oh, you know what?
Hmm.
I'm about to do a guest call.
Who are we calling?
You always try and you never get through.
Me?
Yeah, you never, no one had ever.
I called one time.
Dude.
And it was Darren. The day after the party, where he's probably asleep.
You're probably getting here with his mustache.
Shit, he's like.
Listen, check. Let me call my cousin Dylan. Will the speaker play through on the phone?
Yeah, of course. It'll hear it. Just gotta kind of hold it up to it a little bit.
I'm gonna call him. Let me see. Because he has that.
Do you have an idea for a tattoo you want to do?
A tattoo?
Like your next tattoo? Are you getting another tattoo?
Oh, I got the whole right arm to do. Sleeve.
You have an idea?
I want more color. You know, this arm is...
That one's going to be black subdued. And then the other one's going to
be... Yeah, I want more color. Yeah.
That's cool.
But different
textures, themes.
I don't want to go with one theme.
I got you.
Whatsoever. I want it to be very collage. Type,
yeah, I got you. Whatever, that's cool. I like the one theme idea for me. But for other people, I do like seeing like the different stories and everything.
Well,
different.
I have tribal, which is...
Lame.
It happened. Okay.
Of course it happened. Tribalness never planned out.
You don't live through the 2000s without getting tribal.
Yeah, dude. Nobody's ever like, you know what? I've been wanting a tribal for a while, bro.
So what tribe do you belong to?
Fuck it, dude. Just fucking do tribal all on my right arm.
Man.
That's how it works.
It is what it is.
Which is fine. It's a big story. Makes you look tough.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Dylan. Is it a phone?
You better fucking answer.
See?
Yo.
Yo.
You live on the podcast right now, man. What's up?
What up?
What's up, dog?
Me, Brian.
What's up?
You guys okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, I was telling him how you were interested in starting your own podcast.
You want to start your own, dog?
Yeah, dude, I've wanted to for a long time. And then when Chase told me to check out y'all, I was kind of fucking jealous, to be honest.
I don't blame you. We have a good deal going on here, dog. Hey, you can be a guest, though.
That's what I told him.
I told Chase that he told me to check it out, and I listened to it. And I was like, bro, let me come on.
Yeah, absolutely. You can come on, bro. We got a white mic sitting right to the right of me, bro. It's all for you.
Chase is funny.
You said what?
I said, you think Chase is funny.
Chase is all right. Chase, he's like a 4.
Are you trying to one-up on me on my own podcast right now? Because
I already like him better. He might just replace you.
Okay. Listen. All right. So, what's been going on, man? Tell the people a little bit something about you.
Something about me. Well, I'm Chase's better looking and more attractive cousin.
Makes sense.
What? Okay.
That's every cousin of his, I think.
My beard's 10 out of 10. Chase's like 7.5.
Damn, 7.5. Holy shit.
That's all right.
You like to drink, Dylan?
Are you a smoke or a whiskey?
Yeah.
Are you a smoke or a whiskey?
Whose side are you on?
Answer. I would much rather drink whiskey than smoke.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. You heard it here first, folks. Oh, my God.
All right.
Bro, all right. Number one fan. Dylan.
It's just because he has a good job.
Bro, he's on my side.
It's just because he has a good job.
Whenever he comes in, he's going to be a guest. We're going to beat the shit out of you, Chase.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. We're gonna
get a third guy.
We're gonna beat the shit.
Get a third guy. Where the fuck is my brain?
We're gonna take turns. Two people are too many for you, Chase.
Too many.
You gotta get that muscle back, bro. You're too skinny.
Okay.
Hey, facts.
Is Dylan strong?
What?
Fuck no.
Dylan is about
the answer to the question was what?
Dylan is about as strong as the faith in a public election.
So if y'all two fought, it'd be like a fucking crackhead fight, huh?
What?
Because y'all are so, like, scrawny. If you hit the mic again, I'm going to come across this table, dog.
You're the only one here every trying to lose weight.
I do need to lose.
Every podcast he tells you to stop hitting the mic.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Stop hitting the fucking mic.
Listen here. I don't need you taking sides, Dylan.
Bro.
I'm taking sides.
You gotta pick your squad right, man. He's an amateur. Dylan seems like he knows what he's doing.
Man, I hope this comes through all right on the mic.
No, it does. You can hear it. You have headphones on, Chase.
I don't trust it.
Have trust, my guy.
You don't trust it. How do you hear something?
Listen, that's not why we called you.
Exactly why we called you, Dylan. Don't let them convince you.
Listen, what I wanted to know was, are you going to be the cook-off this weekend?
No.
Why not? It's a Crosby Fair and Rodeo cook-off, people. Everyone needs to be there. Come by the Sergeant's Mess Hall tent. Get some free food. Get some free booze. We win hospitality every year. Come through there. Crosby, Texas. I'm serious.
I agree with you. For everybody listening, like, definitely go do that. But me, I'd rather make $3,000 this weekend.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Trying to flex on the podcast.
That's my kind of plans right there.
What?
That's my kind of plans. I like the money.
Let me hold some.
Let me get some of that.
All right. I'm gonna let you get back to them babies, cause I just wanted to put you out there. When you come up with a name for your podcast that you wanted to do, you give us a call back.
Yeah, we got a couple fans that'll transfer over. Say what's up to your podcast.
I mean, sort of.
I got a lot of work. To, I got a lot of work All right,
you get some more. Get some more of those mics, and then get a Mac, and we'll talk.
Yeah, I have the same ones y'all using. Those are actually
those snowballs. I like the snowballs.
Yeah, yeah.
I was streaming on Twitch. That's the same shit that I was using.
Hell yeah!
All right.
Yeah, well, let us text Chase and tell him whenever you feel like being a guest or whatever, and we'll try and hook that up.
We'll definitely bring you on, brother.
Yeah, I'll hit you up whenever I get back to Houston, but it might be a while.
All right, my man.
All right.
All right. I'll see you later. Peace. Bye.
Later. Seems cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Be a fun guest to have, man.
Oh, he's good. So,
man. I like people who can have a decent conversation, bro.
Not afraid to talk shit.
Yeah, fucking.
That's every one of my
growing up. That's why I love construction. That's the one of the few things I really loved about construction is that no matter who you were with, usually they were cool.
Oh yeah.
Like, although there was some assholes, they were usually cool. They were never like weird.
You got any topics you want to talk about? You haven't really came up with any. My back.
It's kind of a chill day, bro. Just relaxing, man. I worked out real fucking hard today.
You did.
Yeah. Getting the muscles. Real built in. You worked out too?
Oh yeah, I was in the dishes all day.
Oh, in the dishes?
The ditches.
You were doing the dishes, huh? That's what you do? Like a stay-at-home dad kind of situation?
I wish.
I would love to stay at home
in a heartbeat.
Oh my God.
If any of you ladies out there are listening right now,
if there's anybody rich.
You need that sugar daddy without the money? I'm there.
It's a Splenda daddy.
Listen.
Because it's artificial.
That is the funniest shit
I've That's ever what we're calling heard. The episode is Splenda Daddy.
Splenda Daddy.
Yeah, shit's fucking funny.
Listen, if you ladies are listening for
if y'all listen, if y'all want a Splenda Daddy,
I can't even get it out.
Hit your boy up. You like that? Shit's fucking funny. Why do we have a third mic set up? Fucking Casper gonna be our guest, bro. Man, what a mess, bro.
A splendid daddy.
A splendid daddy, dog.
I can't let it go.
It's pretty good.
I will use that for the rest of my life.
I saw it a while ago when I was on, like, Urban Dictionary and some shit. I was like, that's funny. It's pretty good.
Oh, man, I thought you made that up.
Oh, no, baby. No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Any idea that seems original is usually not original.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rare. Kind of
like your girl or anyone's girl.
Yeah.
Like, every time. Every time you're with a girl, you're like, think, oh man, she's awesome. Someone else saw that too.
Fuck, man. No, my girl is special, bro.
Be like, hey, bro, I'm gonna marry her. Yeah, that's what the rest of
it. Oh, dude. I caught Chase's ass with that. I'm gonna marry her. Yeah, all right, bro.
You learn better.
We've all heard it before.
You're gonna learn today.
You're gonna figure it out.
You're gonna learn today.
Figure that shit out. Man, dude, I'm not even going to be here in this apartment for that long. It's longer. It's only like 4 or 5 months left.
Don't tell the people in an apartment. We're in a massive
studio. We're in a mansion,
studio.
Actually.
Yeah.
I call it an apartment because I try and humble myself.
I call it an apartment because it's smaller than the last place. Last mansion.
Right, yeah. It's a three-story, not four. I had to budget cut.
You just own the third story.
Yeah, you're buying so much weed, we had to undercut.
Man,
cut the top story off. You had slaves too. I don't understand. Like, I tried to tell you not to do it, and you just kind of did it anyway.
They were white.
Honestly, tired of it.
They were white.
So they were fucking Hungarian. Okay, they look white. They're not white.
They need some sun.
Yeah, they did. Those are vampires.
Maybe some vitamin D.
Dude, Hungarian people can beat the shit out of anyone, in my opinion. I don't know why, but in every movie I've ever seen, a Hungarian is a tough motherfucker.
Have you ever seen Dracula Untold?
Probably not, because it's like in black and white, right?
No, what the...
Got something to say?
No, I don't. Dracula Untold is it's actually a modern movie. It's actually a really good movie.
Dracula Untold... Oh, is it... It's with that... He's a good actor, I think. Does he jump off a mountain and like bats are everywhere?
He's got the guy from... I believe he is in... The Fast and Furious series.
Yes, I have seen. Oh shit, I bumped the table.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have seen the movie.
The dark-haired guy.
I've seen the movie. He's gorgeous. He is kind of hot.
Yeah.
I have seen it. I have seen the movie. Wow, you mentioned something I've actually fucking seen.
There you go.
That's crazy.
There you go.
He's learning, folks.
See, I was patient with you.
Yeah, he figured it out. I apologize for the black and white comment. I don't. I can't. I don't want
to
do
fake. You don't have to. I accept you for who you are.
Accept?
Bruh, I accept.
There you go.
Pray for me, people. Pray for me. I accept you for who you are. Obviously, you do not accept me for who I am.
I accept everybody, bro. Even if they're wrong all the time.
Even if you project otherwise.
Oh, of course. Dude, I project the shittiest vibes, but really all my vibes are great.
Really?
Yeah. Are you sure? If I don't joke with you, I don't like you, bro. If I meet you and I'm just cordial and nice the whole time, you should be worried about it.
You do realize that everyone says that about everyone. That, like, if I hate you, that means I love you. If I don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's bullshit. Love me.
Right.
Caress my hair. Fucking kiss my neck. Tell me you love me.
Dude, I've already done it a couple times. I want to keep doing it tonight. My fucking hands.
I'm just saying. Tell me.
I told you I'm tired. I have this red stain. You know,
I don't know what's going on with that, though.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck this is. I've been thinking about it for, like, the whole time we've been talking.
Dude, maybe you're becoming a superhero.
Maybe, bro. What would be your superpower if you had to have one?
We already had this conversation.
Did we really?
No.
No, we had it off. We had it off camera.
We did have it off camera.
Or a fucking microphone.
No, was it?
Off microphone.
It doesn't fucking matter if we already had it. We don't matter, bro.
Change the answers.
Yeah, we can. It probably will change.
Fuck it. We did talk about it.
We talked about it
with Andrew.
Let's see if they're the same, though.
I don't know. I think I probably would have said fucking reading people's minds. Yep. I said reading people's minds.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I have no idea what the fuck I said.
You said some... Oh, you said like fucking... I said, what would your weakness be? And you said caring too much.
Yeah, I would be caring too much.
What a fucking weirdo.
Dude, I care right now.
Can y'all believe this motherfucker? Caring too much.
Maybe. Listen.
What is this, erotica? Fucking superhero erotica, bitch?
What do you mean?
I care too much.
Listen, okay, superpower-wise, I would want to be able to freeze you in time and then do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Dude, having the click remote, remember click?
Literally, if you're Superman, like, it doesn't matter how fast or you can fly, if I can just stop you.
What if he flies, like, 40 feet up in the air and you can't reach him?
I'll get a fucking ladder, a lift. A
40-foot ladder.
Fly a plane into his ass. I don't give a shit.
But he's strong. You can't move him, dog. The plane would just blow up.
You know what?
You can't shoot him. He's indestructible. So Superman, you'd still be fucked.
Yeah. He's gonna be frozen forever.
Well, just keep him frozen. So you're talking about freezing one person, not everybody?
Well, it's up to you.
It's not up to you, bro. You gotta pay. You can either stop time, or you can fast forward it or whatever. But you can't just stop one person in time.
This is complicated.
No, it's not.
I want to be Superman.
Superman is dope, but he seems too basic for me.
So, one of my favorite series, obviously the Marvel universe,
right,
recreated everything and made it very watchable to the older and the newer fans.
Yeah.
Mostly everyone was a new fan, even because the old shit was just old. And Marvel was garbage back in DC handled.
I'm sure
the
it
comic
was.
In the comic world, and I was never a big comic guy, but from what I understand, Marvel was nothing.
Yeah, Marvel's more
X-Men
of a modern thing.
X-Men was doing better than the rest of the things that Marvel
X-Men comics was the shit back
could
then.
Put out. Even the movies though,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when Marvel came out with all these 20 fucking plus movies from the Hulk, the
everybody
bad Hulk
got into
to
it.
The other bad Hulk. to Iron Man and all the series of movies, that man, they just took over, and the storyline took over, and they were smart enough to create the individual characters' movies, and then and then also combine them with the Avengers movies.
It just sold out every time. The consumers are everything in the fucking in any industry. People who are bad at things can just be successful. People who are bad people can just be successful because people just refuse to stop watching them or listening to them or seeing the movies and whatnot. This shit's crazy.
I do know that besides certain events that are out of our control, we mostly get in our own way. We get in our own way.
Absolutely. Everybody does, I think.
Like, there's no bad events. There are very few, but I feel like so many things happen from choices that we make.
Yeah, it's a consequence of free will.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck went there from Marvel, but
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? My audience doesn't care.
Do you know...
yes.
Chad... What's his name? Black Panther. Chad Boswick?
Boswick. Something like that, yeah, I think.
I feel bad.
Probably. Who cares? You know, that guy. Everybody knows who we're talking about.
He was battling cancer the whole time.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. Movies, man. That's pretty badass.
That's impressive. And he's just a brilliant actor.
Yeah, he was very good.
He had a Netflix movie that was released.
The Bridges one, right?
Yeah, and there was another Bridges. One, something to do with the King. In the Name of the King, or
probably.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, and he always played the guy with an accent, but he was American.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
And what I think that's so fucking weird to me. Yeah. Like everybody in The Walking Dead was all British.
But yeah, like exactly,
that shit's exactly. Weird to me.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man, British that's as fuck. Fucking you know, weird. Do you know he played Billy Elliot? You don't know Billy Elliot?
No clue. I'm not 50.
God, it's not about being older. It's about being cultured. You realize cultured. That you are literally dumbing yourself down to the family.
I'm not dumbing myself down. You I don't are. Give a fuck.
I know you don't.
I don't give a fuck,
but don't
dude.
Call me old.
I didn't call you old. I said I wasn't 50.
I'm cultured.
You're cultured.
I'm not 50 either.
You're cultured guy. You're close. Closer than I am.
14 years.
Jesus Christ. At least you don't act old, man. That would suck. I feel old. I don't act old.
I try.
Maybe it's the weed. Maybe the weed helps.
Maybe.
Maybe. It probably does.
You think?
Hmm?
You think so?
Yeah, of course.
I've been trying to tell you people.
Oh, yeah. I think at this point, and it's fucking 2021, man. If you don't understand there are pros and cons to a lot of shit that is seen as bad, you're fucking crazy. Everything that, like, I don't know. Weed is a really big component of it, or whatever the word is, the catalyst, I don't know.
Yeah. It's
an example. Exactly. A really good example of that. Like, there's so many benefits. There's so many fucking benefits. And if people didn't do it constantly and like figure out the benefits, everybody would just be like, oh, it's a drug, it's bad. And it was the opposite with cigarettes. Everybody was like, cigarettes are cool and good.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you just got to study up on shit. That's another reason why I'm not getting the vaccine. It's because I'm terrified of, like, new medicines and shit.
I'm not getting the vaccine just because I just don't want to.
Me too.
I
say it's because I'm worried about it. I'm not. I just don't fucking...
I don't really care either way.
Yeah. I'm young and healthy, bro.
I'm not political about it. I'm not...
Who cares about politics, bro?
I don't care.
Politics are so fucking stupid.
I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... I feel so detached from everything that is going on in this country and this world. Like, I feel like I'm not even a part of it.
Yeah, I'm just worried about myself, bro.
It's not even that for me. I don't want to be a part of it. It's fucking depressing.
Well, yeah, it is. Everything's negative.
It's stupid, and I find myself getting on social media less and less.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of the thing is, I think a lot of people feel the way we do about it. Yeah. A lot of the country feel that way. But that's why they either vote, like, nonchalantly, or they
still,
just don't vote.
Yeah, we still participate.
That's the thing. We're such a herd mentality that even people who feel like us will still kind of go about certain ways that they might not believe in.
You start to feel different because you're not thinking the way the other people are.
Oh yeah.
You start to feel either inappropriate or like you're wrong because this isn't bothering you. Because this isn't getting your attention. Because this isn't a priority to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what the subject matter is or...
Right.
Or what the situation is. If it doesn't... Everyone in this world, they're like, look at this, pay attention to this. Like, this should matter.
It's hard not to go with the flow.
Like, you can't just be happy. It's impossible.
It's bullshit. It's human nature to assimilate because we have herd mentality. That's we're humans. It's how it... No, there was like... Whatever movie you've seen where it's like shows one guy by himself all the time back in the day, like fucking a barbarian or whatever. It's not that way. We're a herd. We have to have a pack.
I'll definitely be that guy.
No, you'll try to be that guy, and you will either die or you'll find people.
When the pandemic kicked off, the best news you could tell an isolated vet is to isolate.
Right.
I was just in heaven.
Right.
Not saying that it's good, but you ask my family. I was too. I was right at home.
I was too, but eventually, I'm saying eventually, yeah, it's because we have...
We crave that. You it's natural.
Also, we have so many distractions that we're able to isolate now. We have TVs and social media and phones, comfortable houses and apartments and chairs. All that. I'm talking about in the wild, bro. You are a herd animal. Mm. It's how it works. You're not going to chill by yourself and do nothing all the time.
They're herding now on social media, man.
Yeah, it's in our nature.
We're trying to rattle them up. Yeah. And heard them now on the podcast, man. That's the way.
Hell yeah, you're trying to be part of our herd, bro.
You know, but it's about the message that you bring.
Our first merch will say "Join the herd."
Join the herd.
You like that? Hashtag join the herd.
No, fucking kind of has a Colin Cowherd feel to it. Is he ESPN? Oh, he's an ESPN.
Oh, it's lame. No, yeah,
I don't like that guy.
Ours will be better. It's all good. We'll figure something out. I'm excited to start selling merch because I know there's gonna be people that'll buy it. I know a couple people that want to buy it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'd have to have a good amount of listeners. I'm excited to market to bitch out because I need people listening to this shit.
And we would love to also advertise and market the companies that do the work for us.
Absolutely. Well, so. Yeah. If anybody knows anybody that is fucking down to work with us, please let us know because we will do it. We just want to have fun and get enough money to get a studio so y'all don't have to listen to like my air conditioning and shit and him bump the fucking mic. You know what I mean?
I've done it.
Yep.
I did it.
Support us, dog. We need that shit. And we will be content for the people, bro. Is there any kind of like new artists that you're into right now that like you recently discovered, or you kind of listen to the same old shit you like?
In music?
Yeah, music.
Okay.
Or anybody that's up and coming and anything.
I mean, I was on Pornhub yesterday.
Oh yeah. Some of the up and coming people.
A few of them. Yeah, just get some ideas.
God, hey there, dude. I've seen some people on Pornhub, like some of the, like not on Pornhub, like in the porn industry. I've seen some ugly fucking bitches.
Yo,
some ugly bitches that are like top 10, and you're like, bro, how?
I think I could do it.
What?
Porn.
Porn. Okay, of course.
Yeah, I think I could do it.
Do it, bro.
No, I can't now, but I think I could do it.
Sure, you can. We can do it. We'll do it. Let's do it.
Man, I'll start with stripping. You know I like dancing.
Do it, bro. You can do it.
You know I like dancing.
Bottom floor of the mansion, bro. We got a strip club. Not a club, a stripper pool. You'll be able to do it on there.
What mansion?
You're a fucking idiot. It's called a callback. It's a comedy. It's a comedy tactic. We talked about a mansion earlier, remember? And how we're in a mansion right now.
Okay.
He fucked up.
I did.
He fucked up, guys. He's not. I'll say it. I said it twice. I'll say it a third time. You got to pick and choose your partners, bro. These amateurs out here fucking their bits up. What mansion? Head ass.
I'm going to pray for you, though.
That's okay.
I forgive you for being here.
I'll answer you, too.
You know what? You did not just do that.
I'm just kidding. Don't fucking strike me down, bro. I'm kidding. Man.
Could you imagine?
Bro, just lightning through the roof. Doesn't hurt anything else.
Man.
This would be the most listened to podcast of all time. Some fucking God kills me right now, bro.
Let me scoot back.
Shit.
Yeah.
Put some rubber boots on real quick.
How long have you been recording?
Hmm?
How long?
50 minutes almost.
What?
We're almost there, dog.
What? Don't make it sound like that. You make it sound like we're trying to get through it.
No, almost there with another good episode.
Oh.
That's what I mean. Not episode. Like almost to the end, thank God. I don't give a fuck. I'll talk for 3 hours.
Yeah, you can.
I can. I can do it. Might not be entertaining, but I'll do it.
Well, I think it's been a good episode.
It has been. I mean, it's a more nonchalant, kind of chill pace, but that's fine. Whoever doesn't like this shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why do you have a baseball shirt on?
I don't have a baseball shirt on.
That is called a baseball shirt.
It's a fucking t-shirt.
Oh my God. Everybody audience, please tell him he has a fucking... It's a white shirt in the middle, and the sleeves are red. So it's white, and his collar and sleeves are red, and they're not. It's not long sleeve. It's not short sleeve. It goes like right past his elbow. That is a baseball shirt, Chase.
I have not played baseball since high school.
Not a literal like playing baseball shirt. They just call it a baseball shirt.
Okay.
Oh my God! A quarter sleeved shirt with white in the middle.
That's three quarter sleeve.
Whatever. Three quarter sleeve shirt.
Three quarter sleeve, and God. I look good in it because I have great tats. So that's why I'm wearing it.
Man, I can't wait to have a sleeve, bro. I want a sleeve so bad. Especially when I'm in shape, I'm going to look delicious. Bump the fucking mic one more time.
You can get tattoos, but you can't grow.
Huh?
Nothing.
Grow what?
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Put it on the table.
Just son. So fucking loud, bro.
That was supposed to be your cock in the table, but you can't do that.
Right. I wouldn't want to break the table. It's my table, bro. I got a couple more in the mansion, but I don't want to break this one. This is hand painted by yours truly. Well, me, Rennie, and Mark.
Who's Mark?
Rennie's dad.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he's cool. He's really cool. He's so fucking dad, bro. He's like a he's like a cookie cutter dad.
I like him, man.
Cargo shorts and like the fucking Skecher shoes, you know.
That was a good party.
It was a pretty good party, man. Drinking games, frozen drinks, fucking music.
I mean, I chill outside most of the time, but
who cares? Fucking had good conversations, had fun, met new people.
Yeah,
it's all parties be is about, man, being social, having fun.
Can't believe I straight armed that though.
We have a rule where it's called straight arm, where you have to keep your arm straight, and then you pick up whatever you're drinking. And this man fucking poured like rum, like 60%. Like it was a big. It was like 45%, 46% rum, like nice rum. And he fucking straight armed it and poured it all over his goddamn face.
That was Andrew's shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, he brought it.
I was sticky the rest of the night.
Of course you were.
That's what she said.
Hell yeah, yeah she did.
Wow.
50 minutes in, bro. I feel like the time flies.
It always does.
Whenever we're doing this, it feels like it's been like 30 minutes. You tired, mostly. Chase?
No, always.
I thought your eyelids. Like,
I'm always tired, man.
I am too.
You know, I work hard. Yeah. You know, I work hard.
Yeah. Well.
But listen.
What's up?
I got two questions for you.
Give me one of them.
Which one do you want?
That one.
All right. So. If you had to pick between,
probably the first one.
One color to wear for the rest of your life, which
black.
Johnny Cash, that's what I like.
Black, absolutely black. Makes you look thinner. It looks good with everything and in every situation. Black.
Yeah.
Black. Black's the way to go.
Like head to toe. Like,
yeah, I could do it.
That's a good question. That's a good answer too, because you can't, like, if you pick orange. Mm-hmm. You can't wear orange shoes, orange pants, orange shirt.
It looks stupid.
Yeah, black would work.
Black, you can do head to toe. You have black shoes and like black sweats, Johnny, or black jeans. Bro, I'm a genius, dog. Might not sound like it, but goddamn it.
I would have to go with
white with a hood, like white with a hood and maybe like a symbol somewhere.
That's no.
You like the all white. I've seen you wear it a couple times.
I see
times.
What you're doing there.
See, what are you talking about?
I'm going to go with... I'm thinking like a...
Like a white robe, huh?
Like a purple. Like Prince purple. You know what I mean? Like not too bright.
Purple represents money.
Not too dark. But the right color. Purple.
The right purple, huh?
The right.
Like a vibrant or like a darkish deep purple?
Even saying purple.
Purple.
It just feels good.
A little attractive, huh?
Purple.
Purple.
Purple rain.
Purple.
Purple rain.
Chocolate rain. You ever seen that shit? Have you ever seen this?
That was like one of the first viral fucking YouTube videos of all time.
Dude, I watched it like 9 times in a row whenever I saw it. I thought it was the fucking coolest shit.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
He like leaned away from the mic to breathe.
Chocolate
rain. Dun 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 dun. Chocolate rain.
Hey, what if you had a girl go down on you and she like moved away every once in a while to breathe?
Wow. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I was laughing a little bit.
It's okay.
I don't need you pointing it out to the listeners.
Hmm?
Exactly. Exactly.
Pointing what out, Chase?
Alright. So listen, I'm about to go to bed.
You tired?
No.
You gotta go to bed. What time you gotta get up?
Whenever your mom wants to.
Wow. It's pretty early.
Yeah, pinche tu madre.
Pinche tu madre away. What was I gonna say, man? I'm killing myself, bro. I forgot.
Yeah.
I had something to bring up, dog.
Like I said, my back hurts from carrying this conversation.
Well, my back hurts from carrying the entire podcast.
You do the ad.
Dude, you heard it. You heard Dylan.
Yeah, you have a good voice, but tonight I have no content.
I okay. don't, bro. I'm chilling. This is a calm episode. This episode you either fall asleep to, or you take a long drive, or you just sit down and have a drink, okay?
I love you all. so fucking much.
Absolutely. I do. Probably next episode, we're going to put in like Instagram account and everything. I'll probably set it up tonight or tomorrow or some shit. Won't be hard to do. We'll start putting some photos out so y'all see what the fuck we look like. Like I said before, bro, leave a fucking review. Make sure it's 5 stars. Tell us what you want or don't want. We'll fucking deliver, dog. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah, what he said.
Bro, he acts like he don't smoke. He high as fuck right now. Off oxygen. Oxygen. All right, bro. We will catch y'all later. Thanks for listening to episode, I think, 5. What are we going to call it? What was it called? Splenda Daddy, bro.
Splenda Daddy.
Thank you for listening to I'll be your Smoking Splenda Whiskey. Daddy. Episode 5, Splenda Daddy. Peace.
Man, that's my fucking name. That's...
Oh, you wanted to say peace, huh?
I always say that, man.
All right. Later, y'all.
Peace.